All right, well, we're going to play a team this week that we don't know particularly well, so we have to really have a great week of preparation and get ready to know the, you know, the 49ers, particularly from a personnel standpoint. I think last year's game against the Eagles, you know, Coach Kelly, I think everybody knows how much respect I have for him. You know, Coach Kelly, you know, came down here with the Eagles and really they handled us pretty good. So we're going to have to do a lot better job against their scheme and their attack on offense and special teams than we did in that game. We know that defensively they kind of have some similarities to the Rex Ryan type of defense. So, you know, we saw that a couple weeks ago. Scheme-wise, that'll be a challenge for us, as it always is. But I think the big thing for us is getting to know their players. You know, they have a very talented team, a lot of explosive guys on offense and in the kicking game. Defensively, you know, a lot of young players up front, or some young players up front. They also have a good level of experience with guys like Dorsey and Dial and Hodges and guys like that. And a pretty good level of experience in the secondary, particularly at the safety position. So a lot of work to do. As I said, we didn't do very well at all against the Eagles scheme last year. So we're going to have to improve dramatically on that to be competitive. So be a big week for us. But hopefully we get off to a good start here today and be able to stay on track.
Bill, obviously there's a thin line between success and failure in this league. What have you seen on tape when watching San Francisco that has brought about 8 straight losses and a 1-8 record that you maybe, you know, can exploit and take a look at?
Yeah, I think they're getting better. You know, you see them getting better every week the last 2 weeks. They've created a lot of explosive plays on offense more than they had. And, of course, you know, they've had some issues with their run defense, but last week they went down to Arizona and, you know, shut down David Johnson to whatever it is, under 3 yards a carry at 55 yards. So I thought they tackled a lot better. I'm sure getting Dorsey and Purcell back helped as well. But, you know, that was a very competitive game in Arizona. I mean, the same kind of game we played with the Cardinals in right down to the last possession. So, you know, I know when that, you know, we were, a lot of people were talking about the same thing last year when the Eagles had lost a couple games by, you know, 4 touchdowns and coming in here with a poor record, and then they come in here and hammered us. So, you know, I don't really put too much credence in any of that. What's happened, I think, the way they played last week against Arizona is very indicative of their talent level and, you know, their ability to do things right against a good team.
What have you noticed on the tape of Colin Kaepernick, and how relevant is that game from 4 years ago that you guys played against him?
Well, I mean, we saw him firsthand, so that was good. I mean, the offense is different, but he's a very athletic player. He's fast. Led the team in rushing 3 of the last 4 weeks, so he's very dangerous out of the pocket, but he's a good, accurate passer as well. I mean, they run the ball a lot. They run the ball as much as any team in the league. So that sets up their play action and some of the quarterback movement plays that he's good at, as well as, you know, the third down package. So he has a good group of skilled players to work with. The receivers are good. The tight ends are good. The backs are very good. So, you know, they can move the ball.
Is containing him or trying to defend him similar to Russell Wilson, what you faced last week?
Yeah. Taylor, Wilson, Kaepernick, I mean, they're all different, but there's certainly there's some common denominators there. Yes, no question.
One thing that I noticed about Wilson the other day that I know Kaepernick does similarly is they throw with a lot of velocity. Is there anything that you have to reiterate that to your guys, you know, those outside throws that it might look like it's a small window, they can get it out there on a rope?
Yeah, I think the passing game from Seattle and San Francisco are quite different. It's just my personal opinion.
I'm just saying that one skill.
Yeah, he's got a good arm. So does Taylor. I mean, they all do. But I'd say the passing game that San Francisco employs is unique because their running game is unique and it all ties in together. You know, they're really not a, like some teams are, they're not as much of a first, second, third down team. They're, a lot of their third down plays they run on first down, a lot of their first down plays they run on third down. They're a fast tempo team, and you know, honestly, it's not the easiest thing in the world to keep track of down and distance when you're out there just going to the line, trying to get the call, get lined up. You sometimes defensively kind of lose track as to whether it's, you know, first and 10 or second and 8, or, you know, you're just trying to get the call or trying to play the play. And I'd say that's a little bit of what they do. They're not a big, they certainly have a third down package. I'm not saying that, but it's, again, a lot of their third down plays are early down plays. So I'd just say they're unique. They're quite a bit different from Seattle. Just what you have to defend.
When you were on the goal line with Seattle, I noticed that the defensive line shifted prior to the snap, and it ended up drawing a offsides penalty. I wonder what sort of advantages that shift can bring to a goal line defense, especially when it does draw an offsides penalty.
When you shift a defense, sometimes it changes the blocking pattern. Shift defenses all the time.
Rob Gronkowski, in his seventh year with you now, over that time, what have you learned about his physical and mental toughness on a day-to-day basis?
Good, very good.
We saw that a little bit in this last game. He took the big hit, came back into the game. If you don't have him this week, how much does the past experience of not having him this season maybe help your team?
I don't know.
Martellus Bennett, what have you sort of learned about working with him? Obviously, you've probably had a view of the player. Mm-hmm. Once you get him in your program, you have a chance to see him on a day-to-day basis. What have you learned from working with him?
Yeah, he's been good to work with. Goes all the way back to training camp. We talked about the same thing in training camp. Smart guy. He's got a good set of skills. Works hard.
Bill's important as slot receivers are in every offense. Are they more so in what Chip Kelly's offense does? And we've seen Curley emerge again this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's important. You know, they've got good vertical receivers. You know, Smith, Patton. Outside, those guys can make big plays. I mean, nobody's had more big plays than Torrey Smith has over the last couple of years. You know, Curley's a dynamic player. He's a dynamic punt returner. Very good with the ball in his hands. Quick, shifty, very hard to tackle. He's got good vision. He really can see space and set up blocks well. And you know, use that open field blocking, whether it's on a catch and run play or whether it's on a return. So. He does a good job, real good player.
Bill, you mentioned yesterday that this is a good game plan team, but from what you've seen from them so far this year, 49ers, has Chip Kelly been able to implement the scheme, even though that may change on a week-to-week basis, the way...
Yeah, I mean, they're on their offense, yeah. I mean, you know, it depends on how you defend them. They have different ways to attack you, like all teams do. And, you know, I'm sure that over the 3 years in Philadelphia and half the year this year, he's seen pretty much everything, you know, how teams are going to play him, different fronts, different coverages, different, you know, overhangs on the edge, things like that. And so depending on what you give him, he's got complimentary plays that answer it. You know, they do a good job of attacking every inch of the field. I mean, they attack you from sideline to sideline, from line of scrimmage to the goal line, outside and inside. I mean, you have to defend everything against them, including the quarterback. So all the skilled players run the ball, you know, speed sweeps, and some of their passes that come off running plays are really part of the running play. So, you know, look passes or you know, quick outlet plays to the slot or the perimeter receiver if the team's stacked in there to stop the run. So. You know, he makes you defend from sideline to sideline, and he makes you defend the outside of the field to the inside of the field to the deep part of the field, you know, over routes, deep posts, go routes. and their perimeter receivers are good, but they can throw it underneath and hit catch and run plays too. So, yeah, I think whatever he feels like you're giving him, then he's going to take. And it's hard to stop at all because they attack every area with a lot of good players.
Well, you've faced a lot of really, really good left tackles this year. Joe Staley is one of those guys that has been around pretty much forever, I guess, 10 years now. What has allowed him, from what you see on film, to stay around so long and at a high level?
Yeah, well, he's a good athlete. He runs well. You can see him pull and on some of their outside plays. He's athletic to block the edge rushers that he sees over there. Obviously a smart guy. You can see from his experience, he makes a lot of good decisions. You know, when to, little things, you know, just in line play. He's got, you know, good frame, good strength, good power.
What have you learned about Matt Langel since he's been here the past 2 weeks?
Well, we've thrown him in there on a few things. He seems to be picking things up fairly well. He's long. A lot of it's been, you know, running the other team's plays and some, you know, fundamental work and things like that after practice. But he's making progress. He's good to work with. Good kid. Works hard.
I know you had 9 games worth of film on this San Francisco team, but can you go back and watch and take anything from that Philadelphia game last year in terms of how Chip might decide to attack one of your team?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a good game to watch. I mean, I'm sure that's the one he's starting with out there. You know, they heard us doing a lot of different things. I'm sure we'll see some elements of those schemes again. Can't imagine they wouldn't test us out and see whether we can handle it. Didn't handle it very well last year, so yeah. Same thing in the kicking game. It's the same. It's basically the same scheme on special teams that they ran in Philadelphia. So I'm sure we'll get tested in those areas as well. I can't imagine we wouldn't.
Coach, sometimes you're willing to be reflective, so I wanted to ask. Tony Romo handled a difficult situation with Class yesterday, and I just was wondering. How Drew Bledsoe 15 years ago, how his handling of a difficult situation, which appeared to be with class and professionalism, affected and helped you guys eventually win the Super Bowl that season?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the question, but I mean, I really don't care about 15 years ago. I'm just trying to get ready to beat San Francisco.
Bill, in the week after a loss, is it any different how you prepare for a game compared to coming off of a win?
I think each game's its own entity. I don't think what happened last week should have any bearing on this week. I mean, of course you want to correct the mistakes that you had in the game, win or lose, because the team that's looking at that previous game, if they see something that looks where you look vulnerable, you're going to get attacked there again. So I think you have to look at that game or, like, obviously the Buffalo game. I mean, I'm sure that they'll be looking on the defensive side of the ball at what Buffalo did with us, what looked good, what didn't look good relative to their game planning. I'm sure they'll take that into consideration. And the 49ers are still the 49ers, not Buffalo, but they run a similar scheme, and those coaches are familiar with each other, so I'm sure there'll be some play in there. But basically, I think I try to look at every week as an independent week, which it is, which I think is what you see in this league. And how we do this week will be based on what we do this week, not what happened last week or some other week. But there are things to be learned from previous games. It's no question about that.
Bill, when there's mistakes in man coverage or zone coverage, and the following week, is there anything that's easier or more difficult between those two to correct in practice?
When you play a competitive team in this league, which every game is, there's mistakes on every play. There's almost mistakes on every play in every game. Run, pass, offense, defense, special teams, man, zone, play action, drop back, you name it. So there are always things that we can work to improve in, and there are certain things that are fundamental to a particular play or a particular concept. And if we don't execute those right, then We need to understand that. We need to execute them to a higher level the next time it comes up. I think that's what the correcting is about. I mean, the chances of you getting the exact same play and everything turning out exactly the same are usually not very high. But you could get a similar play or a similar relationship or situation on a particular aspect of a play that you just need to either defend better or, if it's on the offensive side of the ball, be able to handle it better.
Bill, how much do you have to weigh continuity and what the best matchup is when deciding which cornerbacks you're going to start, which cornerbacks you're going to make active or inactive?
I mean, the game planning is a complicated process. I mean, I don't want to overdo it, but we spend all Tuesday and a good part of Monday going through all that. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. Your team is probably the number one priority. How you match up against your opponent is part of the equation, and there are a lot of other factors that can come in as well. And I would say there are a lot of different situations within a game. So even though you have a game, you have first down, second down, third down, red area, 2 minute, you know, and so forth. So, and sometimes those situations vary. So what might be best for one situation might not be best for another. Maybe do the same thing in all of them. I mean, there's a lot of different options there. So, I mean, in the end, you just try to put it all together in a pot and, you know, make a decision and figure what you feel is best. And maybe it's a combination of some more than one thing. So, I mean, I don't think there's any textbook answer on that. You look at the issues, you try to decide the best way to handle them, and sometimes you just go in with that approach. Sometimes you go in with this way and then an alternative way. Maybe your alternative is scheme. Maybe it's not personnel. So, yeah, I just think everyone's different. You're trying to do what you think's best. Sometimes one is good in one area but not as good in another, and vice versa. If one thing was good on everything, then it'd probably be an easy decision. It'd be a pretty short conversation. You just do that. But when you're weighing two or three different things, trying to stop this, trying to stop that, this matchup, that matchup, sometimes it's just a little bit of a juggling act. You have to try to decide where you want, what chip you want to, where you want to put your chips, what number you want to put them on, and go with it.
Bill, you've said before that players will give you the answer whether they're ready to play or not. Along that line, will you give Deion Lewis maybe extra work in practice this week to see if he gives you the answer, ready to be activated or not, in terms of playing in a game?
Yeah, I think any time a player is coming back from missing a significant amount of time, there's a certain build-up process. Sometimes that accelerates, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it just stays on a straight line course. It's hard to predict how that's going to go. There's a big difference between training and playing football. So you can run around a track, run up and down a hill, you know, do 10,000 push-ups and all that. I mean, that's great, but that's not being out there with 21 other guys playing football. So football is football. Training is an important part of and component of being ready to play football, but playing football is playing football, especially at this time of year where you're halfway through the season. And teams have quite a bit of scheme in, both us and our opponents, so we're not just looking at kind of some basic stuff at the beginning of the year or preseason, which is what preseason is. It's very basic. We're at a whole different point. So how does that get acclimated? What's the right time? What's the right, you know, it's a little bit of a feel situation. So, but to answer your question, we just keep going, and we'll see.
Bill, what did you see the difference with them last week? You know, they'd given up a lot of yards on the ground to stop Johnson. Dorsey
helped, Purcell helped. I think the tackling was, they tackled better. I know that's what they said after the game, and I would agree with that. I thought they tackled well, and we know Johnson's a hard back to tackle. I mean, all their backs are, for that matter. They have good backs. But thought their tackling was good. They didn't give them much yards after contact or after first contact. And I'd say that, you know, was a problem for them in some earlier games where when you look at the play and you stop the film, it doesn't look like they're going to gain a lot of yards. But somebody misses a tackle or somebody takes a bad angle and then a five-yard play becomes a 20-yard play. And I think when I've certainly been in that situation a number of times, and you have to look at it and say, well, is it really the defense or is it, you know, our fundamentals of leverage and tackling and that kind of thing? And I think they've identified the problem, and it certainly looked like they took a big step last week in terms of correcting it. I mean, under 3 yards a carry for Johnson, I mean, that's, I think just about any team in the league would take that.
Bill,
your final question?
I heard Chip say the other day that he tailors his system like other people do to the quarterback, and it's a little different now with Kaepernick than it was a year ago with Bradford, as well as Bradford played in the game here last year. Is there more to account for, or what are the differences in what they're doing schematically?
Yeah, well, I think one of the big differences for us in the running game is just the quarterback. I mean, that really wasn't a big factor in the game last year, and he still ran the ball with a lot of success against us in multiple formations or multiple types of runs. And then you add that into, you know, now a quarterback, which gives you another dimension in the running game. We're going to have to do a better job on what we saw last year, but in addition to that, just as you pointed out, defend the quarterback runs as well, or the quarterback keeps, or, you know, whatever, bootlegs, and you know, all those. They bootleg with Bradford some, but not as much as they do with Colin. But the whole dynamic that the quarterback brings to the offense is definitely another dimension that is going to be challenging for us. Now, like I said, we didn't do very well in without that part of it. So a lot of work to do there. Okay. Yep. Thank you.